们的恐惧是我们的武器，我们的胜利。谢谢了，兄弟姐妹们，你们健身了吗？行动，行动，行！中共，你完了！
But the games you want to play. Bring it. co-host here today.
Tip Morton is here.
Hi. And we already have 默默跟随言的文兰 here. And 自由实教。欢迎。
欢迎大家。
Yeah, so today I want to talk about the news lately. It was all over the place because of the ivermectin and the artemisinin. That was like big news for like a cure I told you about, remember?
Yeah.
And today we're going to talk about three persons, their stories. First, you know that it's Joe Rogan. The second is Miles. Miles the first. Second is David from the UK farm. He's the leader of the UK farm in Himalaya. And he got the coronavirus, and it was a really severe case. Recovered really well after taking the medicine. We will talk about it later. And then the last one is Joe Rogan, right? So as we all know, we can start from talking about Joe Rogan because for the Western audience, I think they are more familiar with him, right? So Joe Rogan got COVID a couple weeks ago. And as we all know, he has taken the most advantage for his resources since he has all the money and the best, probably can is accessible for all the best doctors and, you know, medical assistant there. He took what the doctor gave him, ivermectin and a lot of stuff. So let's watch this video, what he talked about himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like, you know. Yeah, okay, cool.
Hello, friends. So I got back from the road Saturday night feeling very weary. I had a headache and I just felt just run down. And just to be cautious, I separated from my family, slept in a different part of the house, and throughout the night I got fevers and sweats, and I knew what was going on. So I got up in the morning, got tested, and turns out I got COVID. So we immediately threw the kitchen sink at it, all kinds of meds, monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, Z-Pak, prednisone, everything. And I also got an NAD drip and a vitamin drip, and I did that 3 days in a row. And so here we are on Wednesday, and I feel great. I really only had one bad day. Sunday sucked, but Monday was better. Tuesday felt better than Monday, and today I feel good. I actually feel pretty fucking good. That's the good news. The bad news is we have to move the Friday show in Nashville. It's going to move to Sunday, October 24th. So that will be the new Nashville date. My apologies to everyone. Obviously, there's nothing that I can control. It is what it is. Crazy times we're living in. But a wonderful, heartfelt thank you to Modern Medicine for pulling me out of this so quickly and easily. And my love to all of you. Thank you.
Talk about your thoughts first.
Yeah, well, I haven't followed it really closely, but I have been looking at, you know, some people that just make fun of him, right? And they say stuff that don't even make sense. They say, oh, he took the horse type or something, right? But he obviously did not. He's like a super rich guy. You think he doesn't have access to like a normal one? So yeah, that's the only thing I said. People come with like really stupid stuff. Yeah.
The thing is, I think it's yesterday or today that on Joe Rogan's show, he was talking about, you know, maybe he will sue CNN. CNN is the resource that's talking about Joe Rogan taking horse paste for deworm, you know? And you know, yeah, it's all over the internet, and CNN is a really big media platform. And as we all know, we will not be trying so hard to spread the truth if CNN is talking about the truth, right? There will not be so many people dying, and for the essential reason that the vaccine is not going to come out with emergency use if there is treatment on the market. So no wonder they are pushing the lies and then suppressing the truth. Because now they're attacking Joe Rogan. Now it's not, we are going to talk about later with Miles, right? And are we even surprised? Because Joe Rogan has a really big social media platform. He has millions of listeners on his podcast, Joe Rogan podcast. And, you know, he used to talk about that having like people who support you mean is equal to power, because the amount of people that believe you is gonna make it real, a truth or belief system, even if something is wrong or something's not right. And that's why we've been doing all the time for GTV, right? To have a space, to have a place, a platform to talk, to talk what we have to say, because on YouTube we all know that. We try to scream on YouTube, or even we upload the video on GTV that we talk about vaccine, Fauci, and you know, COVID. It's all deleted, and our YouTube channel was like banned for 2 weeks, and we cannot talk about it. Otherwise, we'll be three strikes, and you'll be deleted forever your channel. So it's not really encouraging people. And YouTube is the biggest platform, and you know, Joe Rogan has such a big audience. For a lot of people, I think, who got COVID or who took the vaccine, and who, you know, after this David, our leader in United Kingdom, he got so sick, and we will talk about his stories later. It was, we can see from just his story, it was so painful. Same as Fei Fei, she got, her whole family got the COVID. And the first day she noticed, she realized she got the COVID, she was crying. So it hurts a lot of people emotionally and physically with this disease, right? And when you find out that your body's not listening to you, they're so weak, as David said later, we're going to go into it, is that he was went to severe symptoms, and then he almost lost conscious. He was hallucinating in the bed, and he passed out, and the whole time his muscle feels like it's like not his anymore, and very weak, and he couldn't taste, couldn't eat. It's like doesn't have appetite, right? Especially he was taking a lot of zinc sulfate. I think he was also zinc poisoned when he was taking like 100 milligram every day trying to fight the COVID. And so, but he's, anyway, we'll get to that later. But so yeah, talking about Joe Rogan, of course, the media is like attacking so much because hey, you cannot listen to him because, you know, we've tried so hard to suppress this information. You know, a lot of like the exposed daily.co.uk.
Daily Exposed.
Yeah, Daily Exposed. We like go to their website. Their website is banned on all social platforms. I mean, I wonder why, right? And the first day I watched, I told you this H3H3 was talking about, H3H3 has really a lot of audience, young audience, right? Young audience that doesn't like to, we all know that young people, all people are like that, a little bit ignorant now. Like we just listen and we don't really do research. And for H3 to have such big audience, he just laughed out loud for, because he's the first person, and he took the COVID vaccine, and he laughed at Joe Rogan for taking the horse paste. And I was so angry that, can you imagine that how many people can be saved if they know that ivermectin can treat the COVID, when they're so helpless, because all they see on the media, wherever they can reach for the information, is take the vaccine and you'll be okay. If not, then you take the ventilator, and that's all. There's nothing else that can help you, you know?
And also, I want to say, like, if you want to talk against, for example, Joe Rogan, right? If you want to say something against him, like, can you not at least, right, say something a little fruitful, something that has a little bit of value, you can have a little discussion, instead of saying, ah, look at that guy. He took a horse paste, you know, obviously did not take that. So it's at least come with something a little more constructive so we can have a discussion about it.
But the thing is, CNN talked about it, which is not wrong. It's the same thing when Trump, when he was on his election, he was talking about taking this medical used bleach or something, right? You can treat COVID, but it's medical kind of leveled. It's not bleach, but it's like some, like bleach probably has some ingredient in that. And this couple, old couple that saw that and thought what they use for washing their fish tank also has the same ingredient. So they took it. But the same is, it's industrial level. It's different, right?
Just it was like, hydroxychloroquine.
No,
different type and the same name.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk. It's too sensitive. We don't know. We don't talk about it. And I'm pretty sure it's not. And he does talk about hydroxychloroquine, but that's not the thing that the old couple took.
No, it didn't. But I thought it was like same name, and they mistook or something.
You saw something like that. Okay. You thought. Do you read it?
I thought I was what
you
I read.
You cannot thought. We cannot misleading people. If you didn't see it, you just not like you thought. Seriously, you have to know that.
Okay,
I was talking about what? What was it talking about?
Talking about the old people that took something, they died.
This dude. I didn't say they die. They went to hospital, and the media went all over it because Trump was giving misinformation. But the thing is, Trump is not giving misinformation, just they take the wrong one. So this is the same thing. Ivermectin is also, he has animal level for treating for animals, you know? But the difference from animal level and human level is the concentration is different, and the amount of ivermectin inside is not, it's not clear for the animals, you know? So for human, they're much more sensitive or and careful, specific with the amount of milligrams of ivermectin. So it's different. But CNN is, that's like all the media, they're missing the point to focus on the point that they can argue. Just like Dr. Fauci when he's talking about the Chinese lab thing, man-made. Well, it's not... it's not like there's no things that's proven it's likely to be like that, so we would say that's why it's not possible, right? They say things like very meticulously, like it's not possible, it's not proven, there's no proof to see that, right? And such as like CNN has been talking about ivermectin is like for treating animals, and then you know how ridiculous Joe Rogan is talking about it also, like it's like again they bring out the FDA and every other people CDC and stuff, like there's no proof that ivermectin works and stuff. I mean why would they say it works? If it works and it's a treatment, then the vaccine for emergency use will not come on the market. Like that's everything is connected, and it's just sometimes we I feel like our job right now is just to say what we have to say, because at this point, many people have already took the vaccine, at least one dose, right? Our people, our Norwegian friends that we all know have all take one, at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. So it's a little bit too late. And for people who, I remember the first time the pandemic started hit last year, and I told him that the pandemic is going to hit the second wave when it was just first wave at that time, right? And he doesn't believe me. He's like, where do you get that information? I said, I don't think so and stuff, you know? What can I say? People already know people are stubborn and they would like to just believe what they would like to believe. Just like you said, you know, you thought that is what happened, even though you don't have any, you didn't read it, you don't have any proof, right? And people are usually go for what they prefer to, you know, with even, you know, with based on their judgment, right? And on a lot of judgment till now, we learn from on the newspaper and the media. That's our basement, like our judgment coming from. So that's very dangerous as well. But now cannot help anymore because they already took the vaccine. So it's really hard to like, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, so it's really hard to like reverse it anymore, but we just feel like we have to say what we have to say, you know?
Yeah. Well, we cannot do anything more right now. Like you're saying, like I remember, I told my mom actually twice. Like the wave, for example, some multiple waves. She said, "No, I don't think so." And then two waves has gone by, right? And I said, "It's gonna be multiple waves," and she also said, "No, it's probably not gonna that either." They're never gonna listen to us. they're still not going to listen to us. The people that take the vaccine, they probably, they don't want to listen to anything. Made up their mind.
The, you know, what I learned is important, that is, there's still, even though 50% of the population globally has already took it, and 30% of them, or 10% know what's going on, but then there's still maybe like, you know, 5% or 0.5% of whole population that can be, let's say, more than 300 million, right? Or even 1 million. If those people can, we can help, then we can save life. Because if you took vaccine, it has a lot of damage to your body. If one person can still like tiptoeing around if they should take the vaccine, maybe they will change their mind after, you know, watch something from us. You know, we cannot stop doing that. And that's what Myers taught us too. Like, if you're trying to help people, don't ask for return. If don't ask for their appreciation or understanding. If they refuse what you give them, then you've done your job. At least you did what you do, what you need to do. And they, and it's their call to decide whatever it is. And it's for everybody as well. It's for our parents, my parents as well, right? And sometimes like it makes us like a little bit angry for people who are just so ignorant and not listening. But I think it's like, it's like natural for everyone to feel like that when they care about people. So, but we just need to get, you know, don't focus on that. So I just want to read you the article about what they say about this Joe Rogan thing.
Yeah.
And then we're going to move on to, and then we move on to David. And then we move on to Miles, and the ridiculousness goes, you know, and then we're going to prove like why this is working. Ivermectin, artemisinin and everything, and why the media has been, you know, suppressing it. I'm going to block his face. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is this, a page or something?
No, hold on. This is just the, give me a second. Joe Rogan. Okay, let's see. Joe Rogan slams CNN over a controversial drug, ivermectin. Joe Rogan is considering suing CNN. Joe Rogan believes CNN is making shit up, but ivermectin is used for deworming horses. Okay, this is, again, you know, the media took whatever that is making sense and dismiss a lot. It's like tip of the iceberg about ivermectin. It's not just for deworming horses, you know. It's for treating malaria, you know. And a lot of people have found out that a lot of drugs for treating malaria can kill the COVID, you know. And ivermectin has been used for kids as well for decades, for deworming kids, killing the parasite and stuff. So let's see what this article is talking about. We're just like, want to talk about what's going on, and then we're gonna move on to the next one.
Yeah.
They say hi to you.
Ni hao, da jia.
Joe Rogan is considering suing CNN, especially for what its White House correspondent Jim Acosta said in regards to the podcaster's COVID treatment. As Changing America previously reported, Joe Rogan contracted the COVID-19 on September 1st, and he has tried a multitude of medications and treatments, such as monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, and steroid, prednisone. By the way, steroid, we also read it from Fauci's email. Steroid is also can boost up your immune system for taking it and can kill the COVID. Today we bought the dexamethasone or something. That's kind of like a hormone steroid in it. Yes, it's for treating COVID. And that's the main drug that cured David.
Okay.
Yeah, so also steroid, prednisone, antibody, Z-Pack, and vitamin drip. Yeah, vitamin drip. Vitamins are very important, like vitamin C, vitamin D3, and what else? Zinc, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the controversy, that's what they say, is that ivermectin is used both in people for parasite infections and in typically higher doses in animals, such as horses and cows. That's why when the medicines were using animal level, humans should not use it. And the FDA has warned the public against using to treat COVID-19 because it's not proof. It's not proof for that use. Of course, it's not proof for that use. If it's proof, then there's the COVID vaccine will not come out. And then people will not have to sign a contract agreement knowing that if anything goes wrong, they will not. They will solely be the respondent, like a responsible person, not anybody else, right? Yeah, so Joe Rogan talked about it on his podcast. Like, you know. See, he's saying, CNN was saying, I am a distributor of misinformation. I don't know what's going on, man. You know, there's a lot of speculations. One of speculations involves the emergency use authorization for the vaccine, that in order for there to be an emergency use authorization, there has to be no treatment for a disease. So the grand conspiracy is that the pharmaceutical companies are in cahoots to try to make anybody who takes this stuff look crazy. But what's crazy is, look how better I got, you know? That's what they're not talking about. Joe Rogan, like, fixed himself, recovered from COVID. The media didn't talk about, oh, he actually recovered using this. But they don't care because that's the facts. And they don't want them to know. They want more people to take the vaccine, right?
I feel like they... They only jumped on Joe Rogan just because he is like, it's easy to get clicks with, you know, and they used him to spread the information about, or the misinformation, you know, about the ivermectin and stuff, just saying, oh, look at Joe Rogan, he took the horse medication, and everyone will look at him because he's a big, like, idol in the world, right? And so they obviously have a lot of stuff they just want to get out there so they can people take the vaccine instead.
Yeah. Okay, so, and then let's just talk about David. David from UK Farm.
Yeah.
So David is the leader of the UK Farm, where Miss Little Fox is in,
mm-hmm.
You know? Miss Little Fox and, you know, and David and the husband, literally the, really one of those best human beings I've ever met on the whistleblower movement. And I want to tell you a little bit about our UK leader, David. He is a very tough man. So he doesn't like to show his weakness, especially when he knows there's a lot of people come to get anybody who is weak out there from CCP, right? So I'm going to explain a little bit on so the timeline of when he got the coronavirus. In June 30th, his kid was sick, right? And but that was a Friday night, and he didn't take it seriously, right? The kids was sick, and then he kept streaming. He was like so hard working. He was like streaming every Monday through Saturday, every day, you know?
Same as Miss Little Fox.
So at that time, Miss Little Fox and him are, you know, like streaming together online, you know, having a show and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then let's see what happened there.
All right.
So 5 days later, around.
Yeah.
He started to feel like a little bit shivery, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's still making shows, you see.
Yeah.
This is Wednesday, he still shows. And on the next day, he feel like his body, after like 5 days after his kids were sick, and fourth day later, he feels a little shivery at night, and then on the fifth day, he feel like, okay, maybe if I got COVID, you know? He has a very low temperature. Low fever. So that's the day when he noticed, okay, something might be wrong. And then the next day, he think, okay, I think I got it for sure, you know? So then he took a test the next day.
Yeah.
And it was positive. And he find out on August 7th. So, as tough as he is, he doesn't want to look like anything is wrong. He just keep doing the stream and start taking the hydroxychloroquine. The thing is, he has been taking hydroxychloroquine like we were told, right? But he was a little bit delayed that couple of weeks. So that week he was maybe delayed maybe 2 or 3 days. But he thought, well, I'm taking every day, every week, so it should be fine. But no. So we have to remember to take it on time.
Yeah.
So he got it and he started to have a pain, like headache at that time after 3 days. Like 2 days later after he find out he got COVID. But he has been having the COVID probably for more than a week now since his kids was sick, right?
Yeah.
But he was like, you know what? It's okay. Stay at home. Keep taking hydroxychloroquine. I'm going to be fine. But it didn't, because we all know that the time period of when you first start to have the symptom to the next 1, 2, 3 days is the most vital and crucial days to reverse, to treat your COVID. Otherwise, it will spread over your body and start getting more and more severe. And he obviously has, he took the same amount of hydroxychloroquine. So it's not like double the amount and stuff. So he didn't think it would be such a big deal. And keep doing his job, keep streaming and stuff. And then on the 10th, he's taking hydroxychloroquine. His blood oxygen level went down all the way to 85. That is super, super low. Because I heard a celebrity who got COVID-19 and he was staying home. And the doctor told him, check your blood oxygen level until it reached 95 and then 94, and then it's dangerous. But he was still staying home when he was like 85.
Hmm.
So you see, 85 is basically a very, very tough for anyone to be, you know? And he's still because he has the background of in the Chinese police before. So he's probably in the hierarchy, pretty high there. So he has to deal with a lot of bad people, and he's pretty tough. He's been military trained and stuff. So his body is very good, you know? Body condition. But
yeah.
So he thought, okay, no problem, I can fix it, you know? So taking zinc and vitamin D and everything. From 8th to 12th, 4 days later, it's getting 88 and it's not getting any better. And at that time, on the fourth day, when he started taking the hydroxychloroquine, he overtook the zinc.
I told you when Feifei took the zinc.
I forgot how much zinc Feifei took. I think Feifei took also a lot. A normal average adult should take 50 milligram is high. David took 250 milligram. So when he was feeling really bad, body reacting to the coronavirus, he's also zinc poison, which is going to lead that no appetite, throwing up, stomach hurts and stuff. But he thought it's a symptom of coronavirus. So on top of coronavirus, he's also... And he without realizing that.
So he keep talking the high amount of zinc.
Hmm.
And you tell me he's not a tough man because he was still at home trying to work and fix everything.
Yeah, it's a fighter, you know?
Yes. And then a 13. Oh my god, he reached 77 blood oxygen level.
So,
and he was still working.
So 95, if he goes on 95, is it pretty serious or?
Oh, yes. Normal. No, 95 is not normal anymore. So normal person should be 106, 107. Hmm. So you can see it's a lot.
Yeah.
And when he get 77, you know, that's when the people get coronavirus patient in ICU are 77.
It's okay.
Slow.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first year, last year, when this diamond cruise from the Japan, all the people got coronavirus. This couple, old couple, 50, 60, 70 years old from UK, talked about his blood oxygen went down to 95 and 90, and it was really feeling he could not breathe.
Yeah.
And Dave is like 77. Yeah. And he was still streaming.
That's a champ right there.
Thank you. He is. Mm-hmm. He is so. He's also the sweetest person. Finally,
his wife was like, what the heck?
Did you tell Miles? He said no. Because Miles heard a little bit about, like, maybe he was sick from his friend, the people around. So the people were scared and told Miles. And then Miles asked David. David said, no problem. Everything's fine. It's just like rumors. That's how tough this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
So the wife was like, okay, it's been like, okay, your blood level is like getting lower and lower. What the heck? You have to call Miles.
Yeah.
He was forced to call Miles at August 13th night. And at that day, I think he was sent to the hospital.
Okay.
So August 13, 2 p.m., 14 p.m. UK time, he was sent on the emergency car. What is it called?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but yeah.
Ambulance,
okay.
And so Miles sent somebody to send him the dexamethasone. Which is the one we got today. That's the pill that saved David, because when he took it, he sent it. So he talked to Miles that night, August 13th at night. He said, okay, I got COVID. And Miles, okay, what the heck? I'm going to send you the pill. And he said, oh, it's okay, you can't mail me. It's not going to mail you. It's going to take a couple of days. I'm going to give you right now. So Miles asked somebody in UK, dropped like hours and hours to his hospital and stuff. And dropped it in front of the hospital somewhere, you know, because afraid of getting, I don't know exact details, but sent it to the hospital to him. And after that 2 milligram, the next day, his blood oxygen went up to 90, from 77 to 90.
Mm.
After this dexamethasone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So he went to the ambulance next day.
Okay.
And still taking 250 milligram zinc.
So how many days have you taken now? Like three?
More than that, five. A lot.
Yeah.
Okay, and then... Then more friends start to sending ivermectin as well.
Okay.
So then he started to take the ivermectin, 18 milligram, three pills. One pill is 6 milligram of ivermectin as well. So on that day in the morning, he take 2 milligram of dexamethasone, 400 milligram of hydroxychloroquine, and overdosed on the zinc, which is 250 milligram. So then, I sent him ivermectin. So then he started taking 18 grams of ivermectin and was in the hospital. Wait to the hospital. Wait. Wait, what's going on? Is it? Is it?